This is pass, no pass.
We're on to.
Yeah.
I sparked that for a second. That sure is my teacher, it's true.
Yeah.
The number is 91.
I know.
I had shorts and long sleeve shirt this morning.
Search the map.
Well, great.
Yes.
We're recording.
I started the record and I don't.
Okay, well, I think we can start the meeting. So I call the meeting to order. It looks like we have a forum here. We know everyone perhaps, except this is.
I'm Clark.
Oh, yeah.
I show up occasionally.
That's right.
Just to make sure have all stack straight.
There's me backup. So, yeah, since I think we all know each other, we can just kind of quick introductions. I see the next thing is the review approval of our summary notes from our April.
Can we put our names for the record on the audio?
Oh, do we need to do that?
Sorry, wouldn't hurt.
That's none of that. Okay, all right. Now, you know, we don't have the city reporter here. They've run us through these protocols and all. Okay, why don't we just go around and just say who's here? I'm Rich Faith and Chair and I am present.
Tom Royce, a member.
Mary Baumgartner, City Council Liaison.
Rick Larson, member.
Greg DiLoreto, member.
Eric Blavis, Public Works Director, City Engineer.
Park Guide, Assistant City Engineer.
And somebody just came down in.
Oh, there's a number there.
Well, I'm verified.
But they're unmuted?
They're unmuted.
Hello. Please identify yourself. Hello, are anyone there tuned in, watching us? Could you at least identify who you are?
They might not be able to unmute.
It's spam, it's a spam call.
It's kind of a fan of ours.
All right, well, we'll just note that there may be someone tuned in virtually. Okay, so back to our agenda. So next order is the approval of the April 3rd special meeting summary notes. Is everyone a chance to review? Any corrections to those notes? If not, I entertain a motion to approve those notes.
I'm moving away from the minutes from the meeting.
Okay. Second. Okay. Moved by Rick Larson and seconded by Greg DiLoreto to approve the summary notes of April 3rd, 2024. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Being none, they are approved. All right. Public comment. There didn't appear not to be any members of the public. Yes. That remains unidentified. So this is your chance. If there is anyone tuning in to this meeting and would like to offer a public comment, this will be your opportunity. Hearing none, we'll move on. Okay, so that brings us to our major item of discussion tonight is the sidewalk infill and prioritization. This is a carryover from the last couple of meetings, actually.
Yeah.
So maybe, Eric, you want to fill us in what we have in front of us?
Yeah, and so last time there was, I apologize for the confusion, but previous meeting, I would hold this up and then we folded up last meeting and it was like, that's not the right stuff. But anyway, I did a little bit more digging and this sheet that says goals, targets, and evaluation criteria is out of the TSP chapter 2 that the projects are prioritized and evaluated from.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go through the list, it's safety, Number one, number two, mobility, access, and environment. Number three, equity. Number four, maintenance. And so if you look through this handout, you'll come to a table and it'll go through each one of those targets and then give you a reference on how to determine the score and then the scoring method.
And this pertained to sidewalks as well as streets, correct?
Correct. And I did verify that. I delved into the indices of the TSP, which is the bulk of the document in lots of pages in the back. And there were several references in the pedestrian bike and ped projects about this particular criteria. Unfortunately, it's not super intuitive. And so I think if you look at the bigger sheet, guys, the 11 by 17, you see that they go through it and they mark NA. It's in that handout there, Rich.
Oh, right here. Oh, okay.
So if you go through it, you see there's several NAs. This is for streets,
right?
Not sidewalk, but.
And was something similar done sidewalks than this?
I'm assuming I didn't find actual detailed.
Unless the sidewalks are a part of this.
And I did ask. I had a call in to Kielsing to just to clarify. I think it's best. So I don't know. Like it's not super straightforward on, okay, we're here, but maybe we want to be over here. So how do we get there with this?
So there should be, just like this has a total score over on the right.
Yeah.
Same thing would have been done with the sidewalk projects.
Yeah. So the scoring is right here. It shows. So 8 points if the project program supports direct access to these commercial zones. Or if you go down farther, 4 points if the project program is part of safe routes to school.
Oh, going up and down.
Yeah. So there's your point.
There's the points, right?
Yeah.
So I guess things to get all the sidewalk projects. So
Maybe
in a while. Huh?
Yeah.
And of course, things have changed since 2016 when this was the thing.
Yeah. Well, that's why ideally, if we had this same spreadsheet for the pedestrian projects, we could go down and scoring and see. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can. Now that I found that,
I was going to say there's
all. But I guess it begs the bigger question, because the question was, should we recommend sidewalk program? That was our bigger question. We don't have the money for it. We don't have money for it.
Oh, you mean separate from the
power for the
transportation?
Yeah, but that's all technical stuff.
Yeah,
isn't really.
That's why we're stopped here today. I was like, okay. So the last meeting was that we can talk all we want.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, what has the ability to move?
Eric, when you put the sidewalk info prioritization before this committee, right?
It came out because we had some people show up that wanted sidewalks, but they didn't have the money to do it. And so we said, well, why are they really, why is this? Because
so that's how I got on there.
That's how I got on. I said, there we go. Okay, we don't have money to do theirs. You know, and they, in fact, one of them was really a low priority and the other was a medium priority.
I guess that's how we got talking about.
I guess the priorities.
The question then is, what do we expect the outcome of this discussion to be? Well, I don't think we're clear. I don't think we're all in agreement or have a clear vision as a committee what the outcome is.
That's right.
Well, I can speak for myself I think what we were trying to assess is whether or not prioritization as it currently exists is still valid today, given timeframes since they were put together and changing circumstances out there. And so it, for us, it was more in as to whether or not something should be elevated and get it up the list, but it doesn't address the problem of money.
Yeah, and we're giving an update on TSP. I think so, right?
We are.
Not yet. We need next budget cycle, but.
Which is starting not this July, 2 years from July. New 2 year budget.
Yeah, we just did one last.
In the middle.
We're in the middle.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow starts the second year. Okay, so we're new from this July, 2025. All right, so that's actually perfect. We have a conversation in the next year, and if it makes any sense in January.
You're gonna propose it in the budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're due.
Yes.
Proposal.
TSP was adopted in 2016, wasn't it?
It's gonna be 9 years old.
Yeah. But are you guys, I know jurisdictions I've worked for, it was all grant dependent. If we didn't do it, must have got grants, which, you know, we were very successful at, but is that how you guys operate?
For the master plan?
Yeah. TSP.
I didn't drive the TSP this last update. I was here then, but I don't believe it's grant. We had a planner.
No, but the plant didn't come out of the planning department, public works.
There's both. The planner left midway and then the plants.
Oh.
Really, Lance?
Yeah.
I remember correctly. Mostly it was Lance.
So I guess the issue that I have is that first prioritization list that we looked at, and we could go back and see if it's still valid, things need to be moved up and down, but 80 or 85% of the projects on there were listed as the highest priority.
Yeah.
And you have zero budget.
Yeah.
The disconnect is ridiculous. I mean, so I guess to me, if you have that long of a list, it's as long as my arm and no money. I think we ought to refine it so you can maybe get down to 5 projects that are the highest priority. So that's just my personal opinion. I know that those are necessary and wanted, but gosh, have 85% of the list that's the highest priority. How do you decide?
But it doesn't mean we couldn't have. So I think.
$4 million.
Well, for the whole. Actually, we could. I don't know how we could, but it still costs money.
For sure.
But so it doesn't mean we couldn't. But again, we have to decide, is it really important to have a sidewalk program versus our other transportation needs? We do, then funding it is, there are ways to make it happen. What we have now, we can't make it, given our current resources, but we could make it happen if the community thought that. So if we thought it was important, and the council thought it was important, and the community thought it was important.
If there isn't a plan of some kind, then you can't. Go out or
can't even tell people what you want to do. Exactly. And to your point, that's right. You can't have this whole list be important. But yeah, I mean, sometimes you kind of do that because if everybody says, oh, I got my sidewalk on, I guess then the community thinks it's important as a whole and they'll go for them, right? So there's always some strategy to doing
it. Sometimes I'm
living in the world we did for a long time.
So Greg, are you thinking of a dedicated fund, just like we have the street maintenance fund and parks, or are you thinking bond measures, or what's in your mind as far as we?
They're all, you know, those are all options.
Yeah.
A simple one, although, is a combination of revenue, which turns into bonds. I asked Lance how much a dollar raises in our street fund. It only raises $100,000.
A dollar on what? Dollar on assessed value?
No. You know, you pay a street fund every month in your water bill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So how much does a dollar of that raise? It raises $100,000.
Yeah, I've got a personal issue with those. I mean, I just, those are not voted on by the people, and that's what bothers me about it.
Well, okay.
I'm trying to sign my personal
side.
outside.
Dollar of that raises.
Not much money.
Yeah. But you could be.
That's about a dollar a month.
$1 a year. I know.
Could it be more than that, which?
Now, there's only about, what, 9,000 households in Westland, so multiply that. You could raise it $5, you could raise $500,000, you could bond $500,000 as revenue, that would raise about $5 million capital money. And if you got, and based on this list, we're at, for inflation, the high priority projects are $11.7 million. So, again, the money part, I think, could be worked out. It's, do we think we, this program is not open? We had people come here that wanted to have their sidewalks done. I suggested they pay for some of it.
Costs associated with.
You had to go to the transportation system plan to have them all listed.
Oh, okay.
And then they have the costs associated with it there. You can add up all the high priority, but again, a lot of them have a P, which means they're partially down, some have a C, you know, and some of them, you know. Is there a counselor to talk about?
Ever?
Well, I don't mean ever, but they said, you know, we should have transportation recommended street, a sidewalk program.
I don't think we've ever said those specific terms. I mean, what would be great, since you're asking, is if we could get ahead of some of these various scenarios, like people coming to a meeting.
Yeah.
And then we're reacting. So can we?
Yeah.
Create some, and I, you're right, when we say, well, we can't prioritize everything at the top because we can't afford to do that, but if we don't have some kind of a structure and it's got scoring, you know, some kind of methodology, and there has to be a way to prioritize.
Right.
And.
Wasn't it one of the issues that, I mean, touched us all was the idea that kids are walking to school on a street without a sidewalk.
Exactly.
And firstly, walking in the lane of traffic.
And I know on Princess 19th Street, I remember the group of families that came in about that, and that is, there's a hill that you crest and you're, so there is a blind spot there for, so there's children in the road potentially, and someone may be driving too fast.
Is that by the new middle school?
19.
That's a block over, Hussman is the middle school.
It is sort of, I mean, it's.
But the community middle school is walking to.
If we're walking to that, so that's for, and so.
Always walking a single file on.
Right. And are aware of cars and their.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, so.
Which is how we got to the point of reprioritizing, exactly, was.
Right, unless circumstances have changed.
But sidewalks, I mean, in general, are a little bit of a tricky conversation with Westland, because some neighborhoods don't want them at all.
Right.
And then you're talking about taking people's property that they think is their property, and they've got, you know, plants.
Trees in the middle.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it's a tricky.
It's not a, that's dough that trying to install sidewalks in places that they have.
We do need to prioritize, so in a conversation like that, we'd have to say, well, safety is the issue we're talking about here, and we're trying to create connectivity from the neighbor to the next, so maybe somebody has to give up their flower bed or their rural character of their neighborhood.
I mean, the fact is, if we look at this goals and targets, this criteria isn't out of line with what you're saying.
Right.
Look at that line, and it says here, a 20-minute walking radius is one of the things for equity. And then I see Westland Wilsonville District, safe routes to school.
Yeah.
Right? Meets the Westland, City of Westland's Trail Master.
And I was just looking up on Metro's website, they have some funding that they're putting together to facilitate accessing transit, which we're also rethinking, you know, I think we're in the first initial stages of people saying, well, I could get out of my car and take a bus instead. I mean, it's, Not a large percentage of the population wants to do that, but I mean, I hate to say the bad word of tolling, but we don't know if that would ever rear its head again. But Redmond has given us another bus route. I think it happened because of tolling. I don't think that would have happened. Because we were very correctly saying, pointing out, well, we have no transit. We're a transit desert, and you're suggesting people get out of their cars and then what? Walk?
We have no sidewalks.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're having this conversation.
So what if, but it's obviously going to be a few years before we get an update to the POSP, so what if I reached out to Kittleson and contracted with them and just said,
based on that criteria?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Your point, because one thing we say to those people, that you're a medium priority on our list. You're not even in a high priority group.
But things have changed.
They have changed.
I mean, Ninth Street wasn't even the thing.
Right.
In this 2016, and now it's.
Yeah, and we can look at the ones you've marked partial. Some work's been done, you know. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should get any hand down on that, but I mean, we just need more data, right?
And that's something to try to analyze all these. We don't have the bandwidth to do that in-house, so it's better to flip it to a consultant. But just on the topic of money, though, you know, I understand on the Ninth Street. I think they came. There was an email that would.
They're the ones that go down to the line.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
There was a group of them. I don't know if the TAB was
thinking. Oh, yeah.
Came the same night the other.
So I finally, because we got bogged down with the design consultant, the developer had, you know, if you remember, there's two partitions and then there's a gap in the sidewalk.
Yes.
And they were adamant about getting that. Not even the developer said we could do it, we'll help out, just let us know. And so I thought, okay, I can find a contractor and do like a design build, something on the cheap. Just A to B. I just need a sidewalk, stay out of the wetlands. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I got three different estimates from contractor for, what is it, 215 feet of sidewalk?
So I think it's only 200 feet, but yeah.
Yeah, 200 feet of sidewalk, and it's going to cost us $100,000.
Sorry, I've been on time since I've been.
Well, that's.
I don't know if that's.
It's not just that it's really expensive sidewalk. It's we are abutting the wetlands. We have to build a retaining wall along there. It's just thrown from a sidewalk.
Handrail.
Yeah.
Anyways. But it just kind of goes to show, like, for these people down there, they just, it's not as simple as. And again, that's, we've got previous fee and lieu money from this project or that project, and we could find the money, but this is a project, again, that wasn't necessarily budgeted.
And I know I'm the only person kind of feeling your fees, but I think they should have to pay something. I can see us, the whole community paying for a school route because whole community benefits, but you're a low priority. You want your sidewalk done. You have to pay for it. I mean, I paid for mine. You paid for yours.
No, I live on Skyline Drive. The city put in a beautiful sidewalk across the street and I didn't pay a nickel.
I don't like that. Anyway. Yeah, let's have them updated. We still got our basic question. I suppose we do think we should have some kind of sidewalk program. Typically, it makes sense. Obviously, you know, when we can do projects where we match money with other things. So, like the school district did their project, we did a project with it, right? That made a lot of sense, right? Our developer does a project, we do a project with it, where we can leverage. We can leverage our money with somebody else. I think that's also a high priority.
I agree. I mean, I think you have to approach the funding problem from a multitude of facets, depending on revenue from the city of some source, whether it's tax revenue, fee revenue, whatever, a grant revenue, development, as development and infill occurs. I mean, I just sent the email earlier last this week about these houses. There's one on Rosemont, the tear down and rebuild. So yeah, they're gonna get sidewalks there, and the ones on Summit, there's three or four units going in on that vacant lot. And then on West Bay, there's about 8 units going in. I guess there's gonna be sidewalks in front of those. So I mean, I was happy to hear that that sort of redevelopment going on is going to.
And if we had a program, we could tie in the missing legs pieces when something like that happened too, right?
Yeah.
I have a question. So remind me why, part of the reason why this question has come up about sidewalks on 9th is because of the recently built houses. I mean, why weren't sidewalks, more sidewalks put? I guess they did put in some, didn't they?
Yeah, it's the right here planning talk about nexus and proportionality.
Okay.
You can't really ask a developer to, there was a big Tiger Supreme Court case where they tried to have them. Nolan and Dolan, yeah. To go above and beyond their frontage.
Okay, so they could.
They were flag lots, weren't they?
Go up the hill.
Right.
I mean, flag lots, weren't they?
All right, so that answers that question.
Yeah, and they're narrow.
They were narrow flag lots, so they didn't have a lot of frontage.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the same question with the neighbors at.
Exactly.
That's where I saw.
Yeah, and we answered the same way. You can't have them do more, well, code doesn't allow them to do more than the frontage. You can't make them do more than that. It's weird now because their front, those are all essentially flag lots, like they all have 4 or 5 houses beyond the street.
So we don't have sidewalks in our transportation SDC.
No. Well, we have pedestrian.
Oh, yeah, bike ped.
Bike ped.
So we have these like projects in our, any of the growth related, so that's probably.
Yeah.
That's not gonna say. We're not growth related, the old. And the new house, and the new subdivisions, like they build them anyways, so you're right.
But we do get SDC funds from each of the homes that are built.
Right.
With that, but it's still.
It's for trans, it's for the projects identified.
Yeah.
Not for.
It's for, it's global.
Right.
So your point, Mary, though, we are trying to be more proactive. We've got a couple of areas that we're kind of, we call them corridor studies to, which is what I eventually want to do with 19th and Austin. But like Rosemont, we have a concept plan of what would go where and how it would fit in within the right of way and so on. We've done that a couple other places too. But that kind of gives us an idea of how things will fit. You know, like if we would have had that kind of a plan, 9th is a small, short street. But if you recall that we're talking about doing the sidewalk all on the, what would that be, this west side. But then at some point there was development down the way when we weren't accepting fee in lieu. And they built a little short strip on the other side. It's like,
which won't ever go anywhere, probably.
Not all.
Right. There's also on 9th, there's also a possibility we can't get all the way to Bolt on the west side. Because once we go past farther south, the encroachment of the wetlands will not allow us to build.
Comes in, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So ideally, I mean, there may be a point where we. For full connectivity, you cross to the other side of the street, and then we hit that sidewalk, which is not ideal. Yeah. Well, that was speed limit was 15, so it's like. just bump off the car.
Yeah. All right, then. So, several ideas that have been proposed here. What's the prospect of hiring Kittle Center or any other consultant to? Reevaluate basically. I'm sure they will. Well, I guess the question behind the question is, you have, it sounds like you have money in your budget.
Yeah, okay. We have them on call for small projects like that. Like they did the intersection evaluation out here for the way road. Figuring out what to do. Yeah, it's
any interest in increasing the screening so that we get a little better idea of the highest priority when they do that? Or do we, or would that have, be something that the council would have to readopt a change to these criteria and the way points are? Because this is council adopted, right?
As part of the TSP.
So I thought like this committee can just say, oh, add this or that and change it, whatever. That's not our.
And when you get into this level of minutia, I really doubt the council was fully aware of what they were.
Well, I know, but I think nevertheless, if this council adopted, we can't just.
Yeah, we have the council adopted. It's not like they looked at this and gave their blessing, you know.
Yeah, but I think. I think we could ask Kielsen to make another, pick a higher, something else that gives a higher level for us, you know.
Different filter.
Right, that's a different filter. And if we get to the point where we've got this thing, take it as a separate item to the council when it comes to that. If we have a recommendation that we ought to have a street program and here are the high priorities and here are some funding options you can look at. We'll take it to them. It'll be outside the TSP and when they do the next update, they can either adopt it or add it on to it. Because it's, it would, could be even amendment to.
It really would be interesting to actually see the scores, which you say is there. And what I'm curious about is whether there's any of them that, you know, were just super high. Yeah, right, right. I mean, there's a clear cutoff that those above this number are, you know, leaving their own.
I was gonna say.
Maybe that's the priority.
Maybe there's a super high.
Yeah. Or we just have a bunch of groups up here, you know, that one low.
There's the Olympus level.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wouldn't, yeah, I'll work on that. Just thinking, you were talking about the fees. Would you actually have a separate sidewalk fee or would you just increase the street? And then take a percentage of that.
If you bond it, you'd be pledging revenue against it. So with that, you'd be pledging that street, the revenue against the bonds, the money you borrow, you're gonna do the project, you know. They're gonna do these all at once anyway, so you only sell a certain amount. You got a 3-year arbitrage limit on, so you can't, you know, do a whole. You gotta leave it in 3 years. Well, you know, you can do it in a, do a bond venture. We got this, we got water projects, we got a bunch of infrastructure that's sitting out there that we can't afford.
I mean, the thing is, we don't really currently, we don't necessarily have like a year-over-year sidewalk.
No.
Program that we would put in place. Like right now, we do have, well, we have streets and we have water and we have environmental. We try to develop and fund programs for maintenance year on year. Now, we don't do it every year because we don't have the funds to do it every year, but sidewalk, like specifically pointing at sidewalk has never been on the list. So, but that, I mean, if that's something that.
City wants to do.
Yeah.
That would become.
This would be like the start. Is that something that you guys would recommend? Do we want to try to make that a program and start trying to fund year over year and somehow?
Yeah. It would seem to me that the beginning would be, you can't have, you know, 20 high priority things. So we have to figure out a way to narrow that down so that only.
So what would be the optimum number?
How many towns will do it 5 years? I mean, it's kind, it's also staff dependent.
There's 55 high priorities.
I think, yeah.
Somebody, I mean, you've done some now because they were tied to the GEO, the GO bond. You got like what, 3 or 4 of them done or something?
Yeah.
Or in progress.
Right, or in progress, right.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, a little.
Yeah, the problem is it's really hard to put a value on what can be done. It'll solely be based on location, terrain, things like that. As we've talked to citizens before, these aren't just as easy as we're gonna go and form up sidewalk and put sidewalks in, right? There's a lot of other things that have to be done with a sidewalk project, so.
And Mary's right, not everybody wants to, so you have a lot of community outreach to do.
Oh, yeah.
Even get to the point where you can put a sidewalk in.
11 neighborhood associations.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to say we came and said this at 100% agreement on the street. Nobody kind of knew what it meant until the stakes fell. They're showing up in front of their house and then.
Yeah, that's quite true.
So to answer your question, it's really hard for us to say, what can you get done in 5 years?
Yeah, I guess $100,000 worth of.
You know, we could lump several of them together, like we do.
Right, in an area.
In an area with the main, like, street maintenance. But how big are they, you know, like, it's just.
I don't know, you asked for a number, I would say somewhere around 10. If you had 10 projects that were, these are our top priority. And that's just, number comes out of my mouth. I don't have any particular reason, but I just think if you get beyond that, it's like, everything is high priority.
But if you think about, say this is a 10-year document and you're knocking three or four of these out.
Five years.
So I don't know, I'm thinking 25.
Projects.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Well, let's see where they shake out, you know.
Because it does depend on where the numbers come out.
Yeah.
Where the scores come out. And you have 20 of them that are, you know, grouped fairly high on.
Yeah.
The scores, then.
You got the neighborhood, you guys have sidewalk, it's on the list, you want it or not?
Nope.
Move it to the next one.
Except that doesn't necessarily mean whole communities needs, right?
I mean, there could be a street or section of street near a school where nobody wants a sidewalk.
Right.
But children are trying to walk right there, and so that is complicated.
Does the scoring, it lists score out somewhere, right?
It's the one that I carry.
Yeah.
That should clearly still be priority level. And that, those are the people who we've had come in, right, like.
Yes.
With sidewalks.
That's their.
Oh, in our own schools.
Really, I mean. Everybody, it's great, they're running the same people, agree with that.
Don't want the school. So maybe also Kinnison could. Maybe they could break this out so we have a criteria related to sidewalks, because we're trying to look at it through the roads thing as well, right? They did all this work.
Yeah.
Back 10 years ago, I'm sure. We could break that out so that the criteria.
Well, I think we would have that if I had that spreadsheet, which associated that green one. Yeah. There was just whatever, I didn't find it in this. But that's a street project list.
Equivalent one for sidewalks, oh, maybe they have.
So Eric, what projects qualify under the Safe Routes to School? I mean, that's a different program, but what constitutes an eligible project for Safe Routes to School funding? And is there a separate funding source for that?
So we're using the Geo Bond money for a project that's coming up right now. But a few years ago, we had a partnership with the school district and traffic engineering consultant updated the project list for us. So whenever we think of Safe Routes to School, is it on Safe Routes to School list, we go refer to that list.
Is there an ODOT program for Safe Routes to School, doesn't ODOT provide money for Safe Routes to School grants?
There are grants, not necessarily just through ODOT, there are grants for Safe Routes to School. Unfortunately, the city of Westland rarely qualifies for the grants.
Is that because of socioeconomics?
Yes.
Well, and there was another topic that was hot and heavy with council not long ago over on Julie Point. I think that gentleman came here as well. And talked about the speed and pedestrians and he brought up that there's a program, Safe Streets for All. And again, I consulted with Kinnison and they have somebody that just leads these grant applications and they said, yeah, you're not going to qualify because they focus, because I had saw on it, I think it was an email chain or something they'd sent out and the Scappoose or it was sure, somebody got a bunch of money for or safer on some nights. And so, and they're like, yeah, you're not going to qualify because they're, it's scored heavily on dangerous streets and we don't have accidents and fatalities. And so, I mean, it's a good problem, but at the same time, we can't qualify. So we do, when grant applications pop off, we're trying to. They're difficult.
We got the money for Loyola Falls Drive, which will, for Metro, right?
That's turning into a problem. It's difficult. So we can't, we're not able to manage federal dollars, so.
You trade them with ODOT?
County wouldn't, they didn't have the bandwidth. The county, Clackamas County is eligible.
Right.
Can't think of the name.
I guess we did, it's been there for 40 years.
So we have to work with ODOT on our own project and we initially scope, I'm getting off topics here.
I like this topic.
But we had like, basically everything's tripled.
That is ODOT's involved.
Yep. Cost and time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to get, we trade our money for, to the feds, they, to ODOT, they would take a percentage, we wouldn't get it one for $1, but we'd give them 90 cents on the dollar, then they would give us their gas tax money and then we would go build.
They're looking at like 2029.
Holy cow.
And I could, what's it going to cost in 2029? Nobody knows. And then I could, if I had the money budgeted, we could design and build it in a couple of years.
Explain to me why we, the city can't manage federal money. Because you have to go through the steps you have to go through managing federal, this whole list of things you have to do. And if you only do one, you're not set up for it. The accounting you have to do, all the things you have to report to the feds so that you don't cheat, steal the money and all that kind of jazz.
Go through the NEPA.
Right.
I think ODOT probably has a.
And they do it.
Dedicated staff.
Portland does it.
Dedicated staff, city to deal with all those issues.
Gene, we did an aggression, but we were a little larger, you know, that when you're.
What I'm learning is that local agencies that told me, yeah, they're, they don't apply for, because we're getting like 2.3. They're, when these grants come up, if it's less than 5 million.
They don't do it.
They're not doing it. And so that might.
Be another thing.
Might be kind of lessons learned because it's so much work and time spent. But anyway, so they are, so hopefully we can get that done, but.
It's a budget problem. Is that what you're all proud of?
Well, and it's so frustrating working with ODOT because like, they just go through and say, yeah, you have to do a migratory bird study. And I'm like, I'm not taking out any trees. I'm working in existing right away. What are we doing? And then I'm like, well, you have to do an environmental assessment of the edge of the roadway. And I'm like, why?
You know, maybe I once had this, I've no idea. And I said, show me where it says that in your rules. Maybe she said, show me where it says that.
They just always point to that as part of the.
Show it to me. Show me. They won't find it either.
So if we reach agreement on, our recommendation would be for Eric and his, and city basically to contract Hilson to do a, basically an update, I guess, on the list of projects, pedestrian projects and reevaluate. Great.
Things we talked about. Okay.
I'm good for that.
I'll work on some work on this.
A new list.
Yeah. And I'll.
Well, and that would, I guess that would be a precursor to the TSP update. In a lot of ways.
I feel like they could kick that out in a couple of months.
They obviously will want to have them look at changes. That is made, right? Like now a new school here, let's go reevaluate these areas priority wise.
I'll include in their scope and fee, let's have them come here and present and they.
Oh, yeah.
Give a rundown of what they found.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, some of the things we talked about before was like, some of the things we saw on that map where they wanted the plan showed sidewalk on both sides of the street. Well, if we already have it on one side, shouldn't be necessarily as high a priority to have it on the other side as well.
Yeah.
That's right. We talked about that and the new schools and proximity to the new transit line. Let them know about the new bus route that serves West Lynn that we'd like to have access to that.
Oddly enough, a lot of the new transit line has sidewalks.
Sidewalk too.
And then, but do they have access to the sidewalk from the neighborhood?
That's a good question.
What are the challenges people have to get to the bus stop?
Topography is the challenge people have to.
I know, I, trust me. I live on the hill, I know.
Hello, Salama.
That's a problem.
Before we move on to the next thing, I am invited to bow out to Southport.
Well, for us.
I will.
All right, well, thank you for.
Thanks for coming.
Eric will fill me in if there's anything.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good show.
All right, then are we ready to move on to the next item? That takes us to my general capital project update. See, they're all same routes to schools on this. Okay.
So I'll let Clark do the senior one, but general capital, so if you've been out at Field Bridge Park recently, you can notice more where it looks like, see some sidewalks going in place, so that's good news.
Are there going to be sidewalks on both sides?
Yeah.
Both sides.
And bike lanes. And.
And that parking lane was scrapped or is it still? That's when council scrapped it.
It's too bad, but it was sort of a, there was some thought that if that went away, that it would narrow it up and we wouldn't.
You want to encroach into the sensitive land.
It didn't make any difference. But yeah, so that's underway. We're working, supposed to have a meeting today, but it got canceled. We're around about at 10th and Wild Falls Drive and the Slamo Path. Still working. It looks like it's done, I'm sure, but
yeah.
We're still at the punch list stage of, there's still some stuff wrong. We're trying to work with the contractor to, this is a good question for this group. There's the roundabout, they got on it too soon as far as they put down the concrete curbs and we didn't have adequate cure time. I think that's part of the problem. We were under time crunch, like, okay. And they thought they could do it. And things got, you know, there was some oversized loads went through there, things got broke. We're looking to fix things, but the majority of the roundabout, if we were to do this, fix broken curb, fix some settled pavers in the middle, we would need to close the roundabout for 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh. Okay, well, that answers that question.
And so, my thought was, well, no, it's not a done deal yet. We're trying to figure out a plan, but my thought was, let's fix the little visible stuff. We'll ride this out till next year with our warranty period and then take it down. But it just doesn't, optics wise to me,
this is brand spanking new.
It doesn't look good. And people don't necessarily know there's anything wrong with it, is my guess. But
I had not noticed it.
I wouldn't have noticed it until you talked about it, then I looked for it.
And you saw it.
Yeah. And I drove through
there. There are definitely some visible.
Notice the first time that it's, hey, you don't notice it.
It will be fixed, but the stuff on the roundabout, little cracks, we got some crumbling at the top and stuff like this.
Well, is the contractor accepting responsibility or they want us to take?
No, they're.
Parts of it.
Parts of it. They want to, they're proposing a different idea with this paver settled. They don't think it's their application. And so they're proposing to do stamped concrete. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. That's a time savings for you. I'm not paying for it. So I'm all for it, but what's the trade? So we're working.
So financial isn't the problem?
No.
Okay, I got it.
All the broken stuff is on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you postpone, well, either way, you're going to have to close it down, right?
Yeah.
So if you postpone it, what type of year, kind of year would you postpone it until?
We could do it.
It'd be next summer.
There's an 18-month warranty on it.
I guess I'm thinking about like postponing when the school buses were not going to school year. Okay.
It'd be hard to close down, right?
Well, then it should be in the summer. It probably makes sense to do it late the year. And then if anything else develops, like now and then, you can do it all at once.
And that's kind of what I told them, because they could, we could do all this work and then it could break again, and then they're still on the hook.
We got to close it down again. That's really going to make people happy.
Yeah, that's it. People who could use on 10 at the end of the night, come back to town, you know, going to be it. Well.
So anyway, I think the contractor wants to, if they're going to get in there and fix this, a half a dozen little things. Can we equate it to a big project? They would just rather just do it. But I said the same thing. You come in and fix it all now, you might have to do it again. Something matter. Visually, I just didn't like it, but what's wrong with it?
So, yeah, you should pay for it. It's not, it was not done right.
Yeah.
We can't afford
to be done right.
No, I'm all for holding them to it. I just.
Got a better idea. I think you're
right. So that's ongoing. Three twines for all of our summer paving monies tied up in this school district. I've got a lot of falls at Fields Bridge. So no summer paving project.
Oh, no summer paving.
We did, I mean, we did finish some patching projects over the winter. So some of the heavier use areas that were really damaged. We went.
I might be here to Rosemont next.
I hope you do that. I don't like you pull over. That's why on the Salamo Road project, when they did the striping, why is the squiggly line still there?
Do you want my actual opinion?
But you're probably gonna turn the recording.
Oh yeah. They screwed up. Yeah, they shouldn't have done what they've done, and that's part of our. That's on our punch list.
Taken off.
Yeah, they. That's not standard practice for.
No, I'm sure not. Right.
They wanted to do something a little more semi-permanent than just like the sticky stuff. The same thing that they were. And now they can't get it off the asphalt.
So you'd notice that.
Yeah, but I figured it's still wear off hereafter.
Well, the trouble is a lot of it's in areas that's not getting driven.
Yeah, right. It's kind of weaves back and forth over the line. It's not a line.
We used to have a small
burner
grinder.
Oh.
Just it will take off at an eighth of an inch. Anyway, so that's.
Just peanut black.
That's what they wanted to do.
Is that kidding me?
What do you want to update on Cedar Oak?
Sure. We actually had our pre-construction meeting today with D&D Concrete, who was awarded the job through council last week, 2 weeks ago, somewhere.
17.
Yeah. they are going to mobilize and start work the week of the 8th, so 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, after July.
Yep.
This is strictly a sidewalk project, right?
Well, like I said, not everything's strictly a sidewalk.
No, that's right, there's always a drainage and.
We have, yeah, a lot of, we have new catch basins going in, actually have to relocate a water line. But some storm work going in, curb sidewalk, we're obviously redoing a lot of driveways through there. One small retaining wall, and, we have a stormwater facility is going in, so we have some inflow outflow, planters that are gonna go in as part of the project.
Both sides of the city.
Just tell them it's all over.
Well, this project is gonna entail sidewalk on both sides.
Just on the north side.
Just on the north side.
That's where we have right away, we don't have.
There is a small chunk of sidewalk.
There is, yeah.
We get down to just before, the trillion and we have a crossing there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a little bit, so, you know, that little trail that ties in up to Ken's north, it's already got asphalt trail, we'll put a little piece of sidewalk in to tie up to the trillion across as well. It should be a, I mean, you're gonna have a nice connectivity from Old River Road.
Mm-hmm.
To Portland.
Yeah.
All the way down to the school.
To the school.
And then from the school, you'll be able to cross to the south side and go back up to Ken's north, which we know we have a lot of school children on that road as well, even though that road has zero sidewalk. They will have a way to get right down to the school now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to go.
All right, yeah.
That's great. And we finally get this one out the door from.
So are all the Go Barn projects done or underway?
It's a good question, I'd have to get back to you on what our organs got there.
We're trying to put an updated list together.
Yeah, but yeah, we're.
Yes, 43 is still the outstanding one, it's been narrowed down to Merrillhurst intersection now. Yeah, really.
But, yeah, we're basically tapped for money in that. You know, if you recall, there was still a second phase of 10th Street that we.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't complete, so.
So is the plan, I thought that I had written, I might have written this construed as on 10th Street to put a roundabout on the exit from the freeway, is that still a plan?
It's shelved right now, we separated the project because it was getting too bogged down with ODOT in the review. But that is the plan if we move ahead with it.
Wayne, was there ever a plan to put a roundabout up on Solomon 10th?
It's too steep.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you do a roundabout because of the.
It takes some space, yeah.
You needed somewhat levels.
So this was gonna be both for the off-ramp and on-ramp there at 10th that ODOT was looking at?
Yeah, so that's hence the right in, right out at 8th.
Yeah.
You'd be able to just do your thing and go round and round and it would be. Now it's a little bit.
That's a big deal.
Well, it's still not a big deal.
No, it's.
Turn it right out of 8th and turn up to the 10th roundabout, come around and go. It's actually, I do it just to show people you can do it.
Right, yeah.
It's more about coming out of like the Chevron station still trying to turn left there.
Oh, left onto.
Left onto 10th, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And if we had done, got these rentals, then there would have been a median through there, so you wouldn't be able to do that, you would have had to go right.
Is left turn permitted there?
It is right now because we have to let them do it.
Yeah, because otherwise they'd be stuck, right? That's true.
So I did. Site on that would complete would be great.
Yeah.
It makes some.
So, yeah, that's something I gotta sort of prioritize how, where that fits in, because it would be nice to finish that.
That'll probably happen about the time they widen the third lane, still five, right?
It'll, in conjunction with all.
I'll teach you guys to oppose towing, real picture.
Okay, Eric, anything else attempted is on
No, for the next one, I was just going to say maybe for a future agenda item, Rick could ask about the Highway 43 visioning project.
That's right.
And that does have some implications with pedestrian connectivity and so on. And so their planning's happy to come to a future meeting and give an update.
I mean, I feel kind of, I don't want to be a downer about it, but I feel like it's a waste of time because frankly, ODOT's never going to do it. We're never going to get it done. And we're going to build up an expectation that something could happen there. Now, we at one point, ODOT was going to turn the road to be the county maybe, but okay, let's vision all we want, but
you know,
we can't even do the little projects we wanted to do.
So here's what I wonder. You look over across the river on Highway 99, and ODOT has gotten into so much trouble for their ADA problems. So they've done all these huge ADA projects along Highway 99 through Gladstone and up to Milwaukee. They're doing the same thing out in Alola and Hillsborough on Tilton Valley Highway. Why don't they have to do that on 43?
That's why they're not doing anything, is what we were told when Lance was the director. They'd do the same thing along here, but so if they touch the road, is that right? They told us if they touch the road, they got to make all those improvements. As long as they don't touch the road, they don't have to do anything. So they're not going to touch the road.
Yeah, that's part of the ADA plan through ProWeg, I believe, is if you like a slurry seal, tip and seal or whatever, fine. But if it's a reconstruction,
you got to bring it up.
And you, when you touch curb and sidewalk in that particular.
So they can just ignore it. They don't have to do a darn thing.
That's going to fall apart too.
Yeah, it's going to be a contrail of the part, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
It's worse.
But the thought is if we have this plan, then because a lot of times that jurisdictional transfer has been discussed or brought up, like, why don't we do that? Well, we have this plan, then at least we have a
plan, but we couldn't afford it.
No.
43. I mean, right. County road, maybe, because it have, you know, because it goes through two different cities, you know. We'd never be, we use our whole street budget on 43 every year, right? But you're right, I guess I have a plan, but I still people realize nothing's going to happen from their visioning process. I'm very down. Apologize on the negativity.
All the planners are gone.
They're all excited. I'm sure.
I mean, I think they're excited. I think they're also realists. I understand that this is just to propose what could be done.
It's a vision.
It's a vision, right?
When I came on the committee, right after you passed the GO bonds, man, I was all fired up, excited about the Barrelhurst connection and the Hidden Springs connection, right? It was all going to be cool.
A lot of things.
And we are. And, oh, yeah.
Now we're getting.
Yeah, now we're not even going to get an intersection.
Honestly, I tried to. When I started last year, I was like, what are we doing? We just. ODOT was adamant about moving ahead with it.
Oh, they were.
What, the intersection with Hidden Springs?
No, Barrelhurst. Hidden Springs had given up on it.
So the original project, the Highway 43 project that we were going to do, was going to go from Mapleton all the way to Lake Oswego.
Right. And
then the prices kept increasing, so they narrowed the scope to Hidden Springs to Cedar Oak, and then jumped ahead to do some improvements in Barrelhurst. And then the negotiations with the church to realign Old River through there fell apart.
Right. Yeah.
And again, costs increased, and it was just so we're left with the intersection improvements.
Yeah, but at a minimum, you'd think that they would repave the road as you face it
out in that area. Maybe Barrelhurst and Hidden Springs.
It's bad all the way.
It is. Okay. Yeah. That one's really bad for you there.
You got to be able to see.
You do. Yes. And then you'll get pulled over.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, we talked earlier about leveraging work with the developers. Where on the Barrelhurst? That's good. So did they redesign there?
They're working on a redesign right now.
But it's gonna go by through planning?
No, because they're, the changes they're making are not, they don't need a variance anymore.
We were gonna contribute some money for.
We still are.
Sidewalk for.
For Merrillhurst.
South Merrillhurst, there's a development at Upper Mid Hill. And they had frontage on Upper Mid Hill, and I was like, well, no, don't do that, take that and put it down here on Merrillhurst, and it would get almost to View Drive, I think, and so we're gonna finish that gap and partner with them. But they had approved plans, and then they.
They changed their mind on how they wanna lay out their development, and so they're like revising their project. It doesn't change anything on where the sidewalks, they're still doing that, but they. Yeah, now they, I told them they have to send it all back in so we can look at it again.
Anyway, there's a sidewalk.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the other way we're gonna get this done.
It's slow and it's pieces.
It's piecey, all right.
No, it doesn't connect all the time, and people look at it like, why are you putting a piece of sidewalk there? We have a plan, a slow plan.
Okay, so, next item, any discussion announcements from the board? I have, just an announcement. So, I was invited last week to attend the, meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. And, the purpose of inviting me there is there's kind of a little bit of an overlap, I guess you could say, in terms of some of the issues that they work on and what we work on as the Transportation Advisory Board. So they just kind of wanted to hear what we're doing, what issues we're tackling here, and try to make sure we're not overlapping. So I basically invite, or inform them about this work we're doing on sidewalk infill. And I guess the bottom line to all of that is, so they were interested in hearing that, but wanted to know if there was anything that they could do to assist us with that. And I said, the only thing I can think of, because you, as a Sustainability Advisory Board, I'm sure you're, interested in promoting active transportation, reducing single occupancy vehicles and that kind of thing. You know, getting more vehicles off the road, people walking, biking and all that kind of stuff. So, perhaps if there's anything that you could assist us with, if you're aware of any gap in our sidewalk system, that you think is a major obstacle to people walking, biking, and, you know, trying to get people, out of their single occupancy vehicles. If you're aware of any of these gaps, it would be helpful to know about that, or you can feed that information to us and we can take a look at that and see, you know, where it is in our priority list and whether it's something that could be reevaluated. But that was really about all I could come up with. And they said, well, that, yeah, okay, well, we'll take a look at that. What they do, I don't think. They said they would like to take a look at that, and but it was the only thing I could think of where, you know, maybe we, because they were interested in how they could cooperate or coordinate with us on anything. That was about the extent of it. So anyway, that was, my one meeting with the Sustainability Advisory Board. Anybody else? Anything else then? And so, Eric, you said next meeting you wanted to bring up the, visioning project, how we work through visioning project.
Possibly.
Okay.
Future meeting. I don't know if it'll be August or not, right, but right. I mentioned it to the planning manager.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Work out something. So.
Well, I was just happy to know where we fit in the scheme. I didn't understand. So you explained that to me, and that helped me understand.
Well, then we have that, and we also have the, tax increment financing district, which has some transportation projects potentially, and we have to hear about those too at some point. We get the division out where it is, right?
Has the council Want to have him approve that district?
I want to approve it, they have your budget.
Yeah, wow.
And that is the, what do they call it, the urban renewal district board of directors, and they approved the budget for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, redevelopment.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
I don't know, what about last week?
It was 2 weeks ago, I think, that we had that special meeting.
Yeah. So then I went down the road, so it's on its way. I'm like.
Yeah, I've been gone for quite a while.
So I know it's, so I mean, they're gonna, you know, we had a vision, you can come someplace, bring your little ideas up there and.
Yeah.
It's good if it happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good enough, all right. Okay, anything else, any topics, anybody? If none, I think we can stand adjourned then until our next.
August.
End of August, yeah.
August 4th.
Wednesday of August. All right then, thank you guys. We are adjourned.
Still recording?